I noticed with some of the games that I like that are action adventure, that have major cult followings, you're not really immersed into the backstory of the character and the why, right? You're just dropped at a certain point in time where they've already established themselves in whichever world they're part of. Lara Croft in Tomb Raider is a perfect example of that. She was born into an aristocratic family, but she seems to be bored of that, and she likes more of an adventure herself. So she's an archaeologist, she's athletic, you know, she's a great shooter, you know, and she is, you know, capable of tumbling and rolling off cliffs and finds, you know, running away from boulders and dodging booby traps as something entertaining to do. I think having space between what are the inner workings of Lara Croft's mind and the player who's playing the game, allowing them to immerse themselves in the environment and embody the character, allows for people to have a special appreciation for the character, I think, too, because I think with the cult following, you see there's tons of Lara Croft fans across all demographics of people. She doesn't have any politics. She doesn't have any strong opinions. She can shoot really well, and she can pick up her whole body weight, and that's it. And she is going to find some ancient artifacts. And that's all there is to it. And it's okay. You know, I think there's this online historian, philosophy dude, Bab, and he talks about how the female body is not aesthetic because it serves a greater purpose. And instead of childbearing here, I think Lara Croft kind of embodies this purpose of, you know, she is born in the game to pursue adventure, and you as a player, you recognize that that is the purpose, that is why you're playing, and it is more than enough what you're given, right? Her title, her job, the accent, the way she like maneuvers through the space in the game, right? What she's able to do in the game, that's more than enough. You don't need the extra stuff. You don't need, you know, what her dad called her. Her dad called her, you know, a bad word one time he picked her up from soccer practice. Like, you don't need to know that. You don't need to know that for the game. You just want to kick some butt. You just, I think in the newer games, you do have to count your bullets. But you know what I'm saying? Like, before, you just wanted to shoot stuff. And that's all the game needed to give you for you to have a good time and for you to keep buying the title and supporting the series.